turning our attention now to r/SEO, where users are grappling with some seriously dramatic site performance issues. One top thread concerned a shocking 91% drop in site traffic overnight, forcing users to check Google Search Console and GA4 data immediately to rule out manual actions or major technical de-indexing problems. The general consensus here was that such a sudden plunge usually points less toward normal ranking dips and more toward a critical issue, a tracking problem, a technical glitch, or an algorithm update. On the topic of content visibility, another popular thread highlighted inconsistencies in indexing, particularly for older articles stuck in crawled, currently not indexed, while new posts were fine. This led to helpful suggestions that site owners check if they are providing enough value on those historical pages, and consider general resource guides linking to seminal SEO concepts like topical authority. Finally, regarding the future of the field, the debate was robust, affirming that while SEO is competitive, the foundational understanding of marketing business principles remains absolutely critical for success. Moving over now to r/StableDiffusion, where the focus continues to be on advanced video generation and complex workflows. The community showcased impressive advancements in making AI content more stable and professional. One highly viewed post demonstrated using LTX models with various low RAs, leading to new visual tests and creative experiments, including deep dives into specific workflow tools like WAN2GP for consistency testing. Perhaps the most technical thread detailed a process using Flux, Two Klein that approached video generation by combining optical flow modeling with editing instructions frame by frame. While users pointed out that true temporal coherence still requires specialized motion models, the sheer ingenuity of these workarounds is remarkable. Overall, the prevailing sentiment among AI artists here is that human effort, the post-processing, the meticulous workflow design, is the unsung hero that separates generated content from truly high-quality, polished material. Lastly, we turn to r/SunoAI, and the discussions are centered heavily on intellectual property and creative intention. The conversation was immediately piqued by a viral example of an AI-generated song being used commercially on TikTok, raising serious questions about where copyright ownership lies when a track is based on Suno's previous work. This led to helpful clarification regarding contract law. But more broadly, users shared nuanced perspectives on the medium itself. Several posters reframed the discussion away from whether AI music is real or stolen, instead celebrating it as a powerful and necessary personal emotional outlet, a way to process feelings that writing alone sometimes cannot capture. Furthermore, one key insight pointed out a shift in challenge. The difficulty no longer lies simply in prompting Suno, but in mastering the subsequent production workflow. On a practical note for creators, Suno now offers batch download functionality, helping users manage and archive their large collections of AI-generated music.